Chomel Hashem Amalek Midoy Dorf. Zog the Hilik Gemara Naim. Kaviyochel, Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein Akisei Sholem, Sholem. Right? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Yod Al Kis Ko, Melchom Hashem Amalek Midoy Dorf. So there's only Yud Kei, and there's no Aleph. Yeah. Hinei. Every person has a bechinas amalek, bechinas yitzhar, shetzarich lilochem itay. V'lechein ksev, mochay, timcha, ezeich amalek. So in other words, every Eid has his own mechias amalek. Now, goes deeper. What's the Indian of kisei? Now what's the Indian of kisei without an aleph? Israel and Kisses like a Dishbach, Kaviochel, Asher, Abraham, just like it says, Ovaz Hain in Amerkova. Israel and Kisses like a Dishbach, Kaviochel, Asher, Abraham. It's all clear as she has a Kisses Shalem. Yeah, Shleye, Nargun, Mafrid, Aluf. Famous possible. Yeah, Kisses, Chos, Allah, Chos, Shalem. What it means, the whole word here is Azoy. He's going to explain later, he explains in a few places. That the Indian of Machi Timche, Zeich Amalek, Machi comes from the word Melech. Moyach is a koyach against Amalek. Because Amalek can only be poigun in Zayim Midas. Remember that? He's soon said in a few days. Moyach and the Moichin is Amalek's got name Shlita. So that's what's called Ki Yod or Kis Ko. Ko means there still is Yud Kei. He's poigun in the Vav Kei. The Vav Kei is the Zayim Midas. And the Yud Kei is not poigun. The koyach of the Yud Kei, the moichin, the moichin akdoilim, that's the moicha amalek. That's the mechias amalek. Mechias amalek, the tafka has to be a mechia, because it's the moichin. The moichin is that which is moicha amalek. That's the word, kisei without the aleph. Kisei is what, it's like obis heinin amarkova. There's a bechina that obis akdoilim, the shvuchah rides on obis akdoilim, obis heinin amarkova. In other words, Klal Yisrael are mekablim. What are Klal Yisrael mekablim? Klal Yisrael mekablim, mechias moichin from HaKadosh Baruch. Aleph is always the alufish loylam. Aleph is always the bechinah. Aleph is keser. Aleph is the rosh of the moichin. So all Amalek can do is that he can try to be mafrid as nimoyach the good. In other words, Amalek is the cut in between. Kol zman Klal Yisrael are getting moichin chadoshim and it's mechias Amalek. So what he does was he can't stop moichin because it's not shaylut and give moichin. He can stop the moichin from connecting to the Zayin Midas. How does he do that? If his machshel has to be poigun, the Zayin Midas, so then he's severing the link between the Zayin Midas and the moichin. And that's the bechina of kisei without the aleph. That's the whole shlita of Amalek. So as far as Amalek is menoshim malika, malika malak. Malak is to cut the neck. The neck is the mokum that transfers the moichin to the Zayin Midas. So that's the shlita of Amalek. And made it, how do you moich Amalek? If a person prepares himself, with his Zayin Midas, he works in his Zayin Midas, mixes his Zayin Midas into a kli. So made it, then he gets all the moichin. So they know, Amalek knows that the Yudke is out there. They know that the Yudke is there. In other words, they go very deep, Amalek. And there's no shlita on Moichin for anybody. Because of Chacham Bina, it's Moichin. Nobody's shaylat. In other words, that's shaylat, that's not shaykh to Olam Hazah. Moichin mentions that shaykh to Olam Hazah. The moich is abstract. The doctors don't know much about the moich. Because the moich is abstract. So their shlita is a shlita in Mazeh means they can get to the neck. Which means the neck, they can get to the top of the Zionists. And then they try to cut. The plague of the moich, the Kufa's problem, is invaded than the moich and not Chalim. It's all the chinah of the... Forget. If the goof is pogum and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down moichin, then it's dangerous. That's what happens with the mabul. The mabul is the yimach, it's kolaykum. That's the lashon of moyach. But the shach is aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down moichin to HaTishach is aretz, because then that's a destruction. So holy works of being machshavas. So that should be bechina of the artzias. Should be hashchos in the artzias. Meila there won't be hashpah of the moyach. Meila will stay around. So it's hashpah of the moyach. That's the whole bechina of izanav b'chakol and achshav acharecha. That he works the mila. Mila is mitzvah yisod. Mitzvah yisod is the skalas of all the design mitzvah. And meila, if you play the mitzvah yisod, which you try to do. Even should be played in Middle Side Sod, so maybe he's played in the Zion Middle. He's played in the Zion Middle, the Abish is not going to send the Shema on the way of God. So that's the bottom line. And that's the beginning of the Kisei without. Kisei is down here. Kisei is a Lashon of Yurido, a Lashon of Ashpolo, as it sits down on the chair. It's a Lashon of Yurido. The Koyach of Ashpolo down here, the Koyach of, sorry, the Koyach of Malek is, he's shredded on the beginning of the Mokim of Yurido. In other words, the Mokim which just leaves the Moichel. That's what he's showing. So that's in Kisei is a Lashon Hashpol. Kisei with an Aleph means that you have the Moichin in the Yerida. In the Yerida you have the Moichin, you have the Aleph. Kisei without an Aleph is it's all that's left is a case. It's like a kiss. It's waiting for a kiss. It's like a bag. It's waiting for something. There's nothing in there. Kisei Aleph is a Bechina of case. What's it got inside it? What's it got inside it? It's got the Bechina of Moichin inside it. So that's the idea of severing also the link between the Yudke and the Vavke, Moichin and Medes, and between the Kis and the Aleph. And that's what Amalek tries to do. That's how he's Moinea, the Moichin, from coming down to Klal Yisrael, which is his destruction. It's always, when you send a Koyach down against somebody who hasn't got a Shlita on that side, that's his destruction. Because they haven't got Shlita on the Moichin. That's why Moichin come down. You can't fight it. You can't fight it. Because that's the Mechir. So that's the Koyach of the Moichin. That's the Bechina Shlai Narge Mafrid Aluf. What's the vote of Narge Mafrid Aluf? Aluf is Aluf. Narge is like an axe. To be Mafrid between Aluf and the rest. And Zemir is in Kelmistata right at the end. Mafrid Aluf lo yirim lo iris. Mafrid Aluf means the Mafrid Aleph. Mafrid Aleph means you Mafrid the Roish from the rest. That's the Koyach of the Moichin. My name is Parah is also Bechina of not Amalek. The difference between Parah and Amalek is it says that Parah is also Paris, the Lushan. Oyref is the back of the neck. Paris is also the chin of the neck. But the difference is the Paris is the Koyach that tries to take the Ashpos of Kedusha. Try to steal the Ashpos of Kedusha to themselves. So the Ashpos of Moichin come down through the neck. And they're supposed to come down to Kalis from the chin of the Bria, the neck. And Paris stands there, the Oyref in the back, which is the Achirayim, the Kedusha. And he takes all the Kedusha, the Achirayim, the Kedusha means the clipper. And he takes all the Kedusha as it comes down. So the difference between Paris and Amalek is that Amalek is just interested that the Klal Yisrael shouldn't get the Hashpa. They're not interested in it. They're only interested that Paris makes himself into a god, and Paris makes himself into an Elul, and Tzrayim and Machashvim, they want the Hashpa as a Kedusha. Amalek is a bee that shouldn't go to Klal Yisrael, and then they can have the Klal Yisrael, and then they have Shlita with Klal Yisrael. The Kabbalah of Israel, Nikro, the Soy, the Ish, Klal Yisrael, the Ish, not there's a zivug between the Ish and Klal Yisrael, the Soy, the Ish. The Ish is one that's Mekabelas. And she's Mekabelas, the Ish is Moichin, the Kabbalah, and it's the Altikor Mori Rosh, and the Mori Rosh, it's Klal Yisrael, like an Eris of the Ish. Israel, him and Makabel, just like the Zochan and the Cave is Makabelas. Klal Yisrael is the Ish, and the Ish is Makabelas. The Ish is the same, and the Hay is the Ish. The Ish is a Hay, and the Ish is a Yud. The Yud is the Moyach, the Yud is Chochmah. So the Ish has the Yud, and the Ish has the Hay. The Yud is Mashpia to the Hay. The Hay is always a Bechina of Makabelas. The Kay law of the Yud Kivovki is Bino, it's Makabel from Chochmah. the Keta Torah, the second Hey Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Mekabel from the Vav Mitzvah. It's Malchus. So the Hey is always the Bechina of Mekabelus. That's why anything with the Hey always makes it Rosh the Keva. Because the issue is always Mekabelus. So the Hey is always Mekabelus. So when Imtzvah Yisrael, Hey Mekabel.
No. Why is the Ice Hey and Mekabel? Is my
Because it's a Rach. The pronunciation of a Hey is not really pronounced. A Hey is like it said, what's a Yad Keha? How do you spell Keha? Kof Hey Hey. And what's that? That's the weaker hand. Hey always represents the weaker one. That's the issue. That's the Chenov issue.
Someone who's Mekabel is also
weak. Yeah, always weak. What's the chance she has to be Mekabel? Haven't got Koyach. Mashpia always has to be the strong one, and Mekabel is needs to Mekabel. Less Lamidar Meklum. That's why in the cave is also Bechina Smoil, Yad Keah. Zocha is Bechina Smoil, cave is Bechina Smoil. The cave is always the Bechina of Gvuras. Gvuras always comes from the cave, always needs some Smoil. Smoil is Yad Keah. Women are weaker than men, that's a good thing. They're weaker, they need a Hashem from the Zocha. So the Hay is always represented. Yud always represents Moicha. So Zocha is always represented by the Yud. Maybe the issue is in the Kabbalah. Now, Yisrael Mizdavkin, Miskashim, Boik, Abiyachin, and Kuzila. Kabbalah Yisrael Mizdavik. He's going to say, what's the Kabbalah Yisrael Mizdavik? We are making our Zayin Midas so that our Ebishtah can be Mashpia Moichin to us. That's the Zivik. How is that reflecting the Zivik being Ishla Ishto? It says, Kasha Derech Moshe, Kasha Odom Agashmi, Nimshach HaTipa Min HaMoich. Tanya is married. Tanya, the tip of Zera comes from the Moyach. There's a special vrid that takes down the tip from the Moyach. So really, you see the Be'etz of the Zohar being Mashpia to the Nekeva of Shas, the Mishm Shas, and the Puru. The tip is Moyach. Moyach is Moyach. So King Kaviyochel, Ba'ala Belta Avdo, is Hashmo Shmashpia Kaviyochel, God Shmoch Kaviyochel, Yisrael Amoy, Hein Moyachin, Vachiy is Godel. Moichin and Nachi is God. Just like the Zohar is Mashmiya Moichin to the Nekeva, so too, the Ebish is Mashmiya Moichin to Klal Yisrael. So what's the Mekabelis? The Mekabelis is the Zayin Midas. Those are the Mekabelis. And the Ebish, the Kabiyachal, is Mashmiya the Moichin to the Zayin Midas. And that's the makeup of a person. A person's got Gimel Rishoynes and Zayin Achroynes. Person's got Moichin and Midas. The Ebish is Mashmiya Moichin. As I mentioned, we're in the Mekabelim, we're the Isha, so we have to, all the Isha can do is prepare herself. And then, rest for the Hashpah. And then the Hashpah comes down. So always in Yonim, they have to do with the Keva, to do with Avoid, they always require Achana. Torah is the Bechina of Faketz, the Bechina of Moich. It doesn't say, it's nice to prepare yourself for Torah. It could discuss this idea. We could discuss this idea of by tefillah, the hachana by tefillah. Why hachana by tefillah? Because tefillah is in the cave. Tefillah avoid the kavura. Tefillah is in the cave. What's tefillah? Tefillah is less. Let me garmi klum. We need things. Garmi to the Eibishter. That's why tefillah requires hachana. Because all that a cave can do is prepare yourself for the hashpah. Other hashpah, she's nothing. So how avoid it? To prepare yourself for the hashpah. So when you're dealing with tefillah, you're dealing with the cave, you're dealing with Tzatzmoy, even Gvura, and tefillah requires a lot of achana. Aber the Zohar, which is a Mechina of Torah, so you don't find. Basically, Tzibichs and Torah, and start learning. But tefillah needs achana, Gvura needs achana, the cave always needs achana. Because that's all she can do. She can't bring the Hashpah, for that you need the Zohar.
And then what work with the Hachana? You can't be Mekabel without the Hachana?
God, I don't know. You have to be a Kli. Hachana makes you into a Kli. Kli Kibble. Without a Kli, you can't be Mekabel. So that's Klal Yisrael, the same thing. It's going to explain it. That's the whole meaning of the Zayin Akim before Shavuos. Zayin Akim is going to get the Zayin Midas. Sorry, Shavuos is Machon Torah, which is a big Moichin. The Eibush was Mashpia to us. Right? Which is always, that's what the Hashlama of the Zivuk, the Erisim was. Was for Shas Matan Torah. So 7 weeks we made ourselves into all the Zayin Midas into a Kli Kibble, so that the Moichin can come down.
Even though the Torah doesn't need the Hachana?
No, but we need to get the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending down the Moich HaNagdoyla. Once we got the Torah, so then we have both Nekudos. So we're dealing with this, we're dealing with the other. We didn't have the Torah yet. So we were Makabal mitzvah the Torah. Makabal is the Torah. Now that we have the Torah, it's a different Gisha, the Torah and Tefillah. But then we didn't have the Torah yet. That's why that was the Chasana. Same as Isha, once she gets the tikkun, it's then forget, then it works in her, then she doesn't need that tikkun, she doesn't need the zohar anymore. It works in her, it's building in her. The first zach is in the dachon. So Chazal say that. All you have is the chukka to get the hashpah. But do you get it? Don't you get it? It's totally in the bow. That's the same thing with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was the issue. The whole mind, the parents of Maimon Har Sinai, is the separate. It's the chukka that Racham HaKadosh says. All Racham HaKadosh, tradition it says in Yisrael. All Racham HaKadosh talk all the time. Klal Yisrael is a very different chukka. Building up that chukka, and the neighbor was in a couple. The neighbor was mashpia. Once we get the moichin, that's the mechias amalek. Nikru moichin al shem mechias yikav v'shechem. The moichin takes away the chatayim. All chatayim, as we discussed last week, all chatayim are immaturities. All chatayim come from kapnas asayim. Maybe the image is much bigger. Godless is like, there's no mocking for chet anymore. Right? So, chayr is shaita and a kotan. Chayr is a ruach shtus. It's a shaita. It's like a chayr is kotan. Kapa is a moichim. The image is much bigger. Moichim the godless, then it's moichim. Then it wipes out the avers. It erases the avers. And we won't lay them in mocking lach. Like you said before, you need to without the hachor, it's mam shamabu. Because the Eibush sends down a chias without achona, then that's mamzer mavul. It's dangerous. And the Gemara Taka says that the Torah, the Parshas Noach was reading the Torah of Kabbalah Satayra. The Gemara says that the chulin b'shagam hu bosom, Mashavenu's neshama was there, and the mayim came down. It was mayim of Torah came down. Gishmei brocha, it's mechitz mayim shel Torah. And the Parshas Noach, the Parshas of Kabbalah Satayra. Tzadik is about pages and pages. Discuss it never. Tzadik has pages and pages. Toshim Ksav and Toshim Al Peh. Reading on Nayach is the Shpar of Toshim Ksav. At the end of Toshim, there are flog, but there are flog was in Babel, Talmud Bavli. Toshim Al Peh. The Mal and Mat. Toshim Ksav is in the Mal and the Mat. Toshim Al Peh is in the Mat and the Mal. They built a Migdal to go up. Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach is the Parsha of Matan Torah. Avos. There was a difference between Matan Torah and Nayach. There's no kli by the marble. There's no kli. It's a shvir, it's a kli. It's destroyed. If it is a kli, so then it's Matan Torah. Shvoa moichin wa seichel agodl. Az no b'chua dinim. Moichin comes down at the seichel agodl. It's all dinim animcha. Chol ma'is a katnus v'spatla. Oh, it's not a zeich amalei. And then there's a mechias amalei. Then there's a mechina of mechias amalei. So that's like we said, right? The isha. Oh, it's not a dini. Oh, it's not a zeich amalei. So what we say, that's why the isha, the dini, coming from the mechias isha. Dinim and Aspira, and then the Moichim come down. Hey, what's Moir Dinim? Averis, Katnus. Katnus is always Moir Dinim. Dinim is, well, what is Dinim? Dinim is Tzimtzum. What is Tzimtzum? Tzimtzum is Katnus. It's Tzimtzum. Right? When Moichim comes down, that makes it Nimcha the Dinim. Kids. Torah is Harche Picha Bamalei. Moichim is always, what's the person? Harucha Me'eretz Mida Rachova Miniyam. Torah Kedusha is a rucha, chova mini yam. All got to do is roichav oirach leroichav harchav picha malev ha'uv de b'torah ksiv. It's being faked. It's just the opposite. So moichim come down and break the tzimtzum. Like the Svarim say, that's Mitzrayim is minashim meitzar. Meitzar is minashim. Hamitza is narrow, it's thin. Torah, Hachik Yichma Malay, Hachik the Torah come down in such a matzah. The Torah says all the Makkah came down, smashed Mitzrayim. Now they broke the Mitzrayim. They broke the Mitzrayim. And after they broke the Mitzrayim, they made a Tchum for Torah. So Dinim is Katlas. Godless comes down, there's no Dinim. The Havdil, that's the Indian, like it says, by Parah, the Yom HaGnusia. And America also have it. It's the Yom Simcha, they pardon people. Right, what's to pardon somebody? That's a mitzvah adin. That's a mitzvah adin. That person has to get punished. No, boss. He's in a moich of godless. He's a simcha. He's bright. He's in a dus. He made all the din of a nimcha. It comes from the bechina. It's a gestalt from the bechina. Where godless, who is a moich of din? So when the king is in a matzah of godless, he's being bright. He's inviting people, making a big suda. He's in a matzah of godless. So he's not interested in simcha. Therefore, he pardons people. That's the bechina. Chanina. So the chen Pesach shabo Yisrael gadlus amoyche in Pesach Klal Yisrael came to matzim gadlus amoyche techer gemachros ha Pesach nisla haman haman was hung straight after Pesach kai mechias amalik haman. Right, Leil Pesach is gadlus amoyche. You might ask, what do you need matan Torah? I mean, what's the lach? Right, the gadlus amoyche goes away straight away. Right, the Leil Pesach, the kavanas Leil Pesach is the gadlus amoyche come, then they disappear and they come back only with matan Torah. So say that kavana. Leil Pesach is the man of gadlus amoyche. It's a gadlus amoyche that disappears. Say with kavanas, the kavanas I read the whole is gadlus rishon, gadlus sheni. The whole Leil Seder is gadlus amoyche. It's gadlus amoyche that comes down and goes away.
What does it mean goes away?
It disappears from a person. In other words, it disappears.
Why?
Because then now a person has to work on it himself. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out. Right, if Hashem wanted to take Nas out, then he wanted to be in a matzah. We'd never be able to go Nas. Kodesh Baruch Hu shined the Moed Ka'or, Leil Yitzchus Mitzrayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Then Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the Or, and that's always how it works. There's a person can never stay with the same. A person can never stay with the same Or. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends him Or, and the Or disappears, and he has to get the same thing as a child before he's born. Bo Malach is such a Yalpiv. So he gets the Moed Ka'or, and then he's going to work it. It's going to work inside B'nai Abay. Leil Yitzchus Mitzrayim. By Baruch Hu, that's the godless Rishon. The godless Amoichim, the godless Rishon Amoichim. And that's Alpi Kabbalah, that's the beginning of the thing of the Karpas. Karpas is Gematria Shas. Shas, Alpi Kabbalah is the beginning of Katnas Amoichim. The Kabbalah is the godless Amoichim. And Ligla is the godless Hashon, and that's Katnas Amoichim. Yachas, whatever. Karpas is Katnas. And the Matzah is Moyach, Av, that's the beginning of godless space, it's like a godless Amoichim. So Leil Yitzchus Mitzrayim was godless Amoichim. And then Leil godless Amoichim came down, and that's that we were ready for the thing. And then the next day Haman was missing. Because Amalek, as I said, Amalek tries to get us to the bears. Amalek tries to keep us in katnas. Keep us in katnas, we're not a kli for Moichim, which is godless. So really, when we got the godless, that was in the chesed Amalek. Moichim does finally come down, so then Haman was missing. Not pshat. Rishon have a koyach to be poigin all asar mamaras because asar mamaras are connected the SS spheres, the three of the SS spheres are moichim. And we just said before that Rishon have no shlita, Amalek has no shlita in moichim. So I should say that they can be ma'abed zayin out of the 10 spheres, but they can't be ma'abed all 10 spheres. Ki begimol mamar rishonim im pekam abiyel im kenoidim. First three mamarim, there's no pekam good that can get to them because any pegam can only get to midas, we can't get to moichim. And the shagim of mamoris or rishonos are shpiyin and makayim in azayin mamoris. The pshat is the first three mamoris are mashpiyin and they keep the zayin mamoris. Vehim kedim yim moichim the zayin mamoris. So the gil mamoris are mashpiyah and they are the key of the zayin mamoris. When it says to the Rishon, ma'abed is oilam, it means that the Rishon don't allow the moichim to come down. By not allowing the moichim to come down, the takam abed oilam. Each and every all Asar Mamaras. If the Torah was created, if the world was created as Asar Mamaras, it means that even the first three are included. What does that mean? It means that the Oilam down here, even the Oilam Gashmi, has to come to a Matzav where there's an Ichah between the Zayin and the Gimel. So the Gimel, the Hashpah, the Moichim has to come down here to this world. So if they are the Abed Oilam, Shnibra Asar Mamaras, means that they're Poikim, the Zayin, and the Gimel don't come down. And made it, therefore, that's the Betz and the Ma'abed, all the Yud. Because there won't be any, won't be the Gimel Moichim, there won't be any Moichim down here. Not that they're poigim in the moichin, they prevent it from coming down. In kedimim moichin, the zayim amoras. The gimel, the first three amoras are like moichin for the other zayim. Moish of Adam, gimel moichin, just like the man has the chinas gimel moichin. Or shayim afridim, gimel shayim has been a zayim. Oz, ma'abdin is oinim shnevi basa amoras. Abad ain't a pagam magia b'chala yudit. You can't be poigim in the first three. No, so what? So what's pshat? Shema abdin es oilam. Shem abdin es oilam. The shnei rasa memoris sheyia gil mechubar man zayin dafka. Oh, was created the taka that should be. If the world's created asara, means that there should be an echad of asara. Zer ki yom shel oilam. Kolz man the moichin on nishpat down here. There's kiyim oilam. As soon as the moichin on nishpat down here, so then it's a counterin. So I see it's Shapoichas, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, so I see it's Shapoichas Lamal, it's Moichim going back up again. Because Tachlis is a Moichim should come down here. And the Stalkas, the whole oil of Shvir Zekelem, was that the Moichim when it's Stalik, not Lamal. The Moichim was Stalik Lamal, then it's the Shvir Zekelem, the Mata. That's what the Rosh Hashanah do. And that's the whole part that he's saying, when I'm all like, that's exactly what I'm all like. Shmafridim Nivram Shabbat Lamal. Zeo Narg and Mafrid Aluch and Yuvan. That's the shot. You take an axe and you Mafrid the Aluch. As you do it, an Aluch is made from a Yud and a Yud. So Yud is on, there's a Yud Tato. Yud is Moichin. In the middle of the Aluch is a Vav. The Vav is the Hamshacha. To bring the Moichin and the Yudin to Moichin Tato. And that's an Aluch. That says everything. That says everything. Bringing the Mamshach, the Moichin.
What's the best way to be Mamshach? Is that Kashin?
First of all, to make one's goof into a to taka hachana. And then, in other words, it's the beginning of yigati matzasi. We have to do down here in the zayin. And then the metzia is a metzia from the Eibishter. In other words, the Eibishter calls man, whole zayin must be mamshik moichin. And the is the moichin comes down automatically when a person prepares himself properly. No, boss. Even after prepares himself properly, a person needs special asadabim takadosh baruch hu. And moichin shekana. That's the first of Rosh Hashanah in this week's parasha. Rosh Hashanah writes that the Kelly Gazach says that people think you marshal for tefillah. You prepare yourself for tefillah. Why is it to mikvi? Not before davening. You made a switch, and everything is done. Says, no, it doesn't go like this. Sometimes your person can be cool on Achamas. He's ready for davening. He's ready. Who knows how late? He's spent hours on Achamas. And the davening still doesn't go. Why? Because the person must. It's not a technical zach. You prepare yourself. Maybe you're ready for it. At the end of the day, you still have to daven for Rachem Shemayim, and it should come down. So that's pshat. Hallelu Hashem min Hashemayim. Hallelu b'mareim. Hallelu Hashem. To have a koyach to be mishabeach. That's min Hashemayim. That koyach comes from Hashem. Doesn't come from you on Achamas. You need to do Achamas. Otherwise, it won't come down. And even when you do Achamas, it's going to. The Achana doesn't pull it down. You make it, and now you daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and now it comes down. That's the Mechina. Explains also that's the Mechina. Al tas, it's for us Chakeva. What's for Al tas? Don't make yourself emotion. From 7:30, you learn. 7:30 to that, you have to make it. And then 8 o'clock, all the Moichim are coming down on the dot. The clock strikes 8, all the Moichim come down. It doesn't work like that. Al tas for us Chakeva. You can't make a kriyas for it to come down. You have to do your achanas. But then the Mishnah helps and it comes down. He says the same thing with Tev Hashem Lakoil, Verachnu Lo Kol Ma'asof, Yiduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. That koyach of Yiduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha, that's because Verachnu Lo Kol Ma'asof. At the end of the day, that's going to come from Rachmi. It's not going to come. We're not poiled. So it's the same mechina, it's the same good. First, we have to make ourselves ready. And then we have to make ourselves ready. And Esa Eina Ala Horan, Dam Tev Hashem, Shem 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 But Shalit, he's waiting all the time to send down an Ashbah. And the person can feel it coming if he does the proper Achan of it. There's no koich v'yot miyadi in this. Chayin tzich and this was Zayin Akiyim, Shintar, and Yuch Lelias, Kav Yochel, Kisei Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nishmeh to be a Kisei Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Oz, כשיום ישבוז, שבוז הוא קבל את התורה, והנה נראה להגיש מתיים מזכן המידס, זה היה נורס. ונוס שם הגימל מהמורס, הגיינס המשיך עם הגימל, הגיינס למטה. וזהו, ריין כניסו, everything in שבוז is three. אז זה השבוז, זה המויכן, is three, זה כן דם. אם הטלס במורס המשוי, זה ממשיך לכי, זה היה נורס של המטה. כל זוקים, הוא אילה, ולן, וכיסי, והכיסי נעשה של המקס, וכיסי שזה היה. Kiss is something like we said. That's built to be makabel to put something inside. And the aleph is what comes inside. Say all Sfatim Lachem Atzleima. Sfatim is a Sefer Tam. Tam, Shia Sphere, and the Russian Sefer Sphere is a Russian Sapphire. Behirus, Sapphire is a Sapphire. Or Behirus. Like it says Leir HaGodah. It's first Lema says, Shalim, Saprin, it says, Mitzrayim Kolei Sa'alayla. Saprin is a Russian of Sapphire, Sapphire. When is that she a tongue? So to me, it must be an earlier period. Shouldn't be a bechina of Mafrid and Nargin, which is Mafrid. It's the opposite of the Mafrid of Zion and the Zion, which is the Tam. Tam is the Shlemes. Noyach, Durb Noyach was, there's no chibur between the Noyach and the Midas. Noyach is called the Nishtam. He survived about the blood hours of Tyre. Why? Tom means that from the Tzad Nayach is Roy for Kabbalah's entire. The three and the seven is one. That's Tzmimus. The rest of them want Tom. So if they didn't get it. Vine Rosha v'Noisuch HaKukinin Al Asmaisuch. Rosha is his avoidance, as Nora says, HaKukin Al Asmaisuch. So he needs to be washed. Is a tzmeisus, have to go through a wash. A wash is the mayach. So the moichim come out, nimcha kol, so the moichim clean out, they wash out all the avirus, shochakuk. Zeh osvatim lachem, atzmeichim, she nimcha chakikim atzmeichim, and yidei shetiyu is appear in mazake. That was Kabbalah's entire. Kabbalah's entire, Kabbalah's entire was washing us. It went to the Kriyas Yam Suf, it's a chan of Kabbalah's entire, going to Mayim. Mayim is a bechina, washes us. And it says that, with the nikva yom, rasa cheskul, rasa shikhalim, ashley roa cheskul, cheskul mabuz. When the yom is split, it's all mori dika moichim. And mori dika sog is a mori dika moichim. Moichim is a Russian of mayim, it erases. It's like mayim erases. You know, it's going to be cool. When this mayim comes down, that's when the moichim, that's when the moichim. Now it's a bechina of the yom, so you go into the mayim, you go into the moichim, and that was the name of that's another. That's what the Gola said. In other words, on one hand, it's Moedic and Torah, Moedic and Gilui of all the Moedic. Until it gets to us, it's a different story. There's a big period between the two things. Because of the Mashiach, you see already the Oyrus of Mashiach, you see already all the big Moichim coming down. And now it's just a Shidduch. Now it's just a Shidduch to put the two together. Moichim are already, Otter Tot so close to the Gula, and the Moichim are down here already. Now they just need to hook them together. The Oyrus has already showed us, now it's just Arizal, the Gilui, the Pnimis HaTorah. You see the Oyrus of Mashiach, the Moichim, the big Moichim, the Moichim of Gadlos have come down already. And are available. The question is, the person has to make himself into a step ahead. There's no pshat, the moichim are up there. The moichim started coming down already, which means if everybody would take it to heart, then that'd be a mechi samanik, be a mechi of Golas Adam.
That's the part that Ma'el starts learning. You see, every learning, the Tamil of Hashem, that's because of Mashiach.
Yeah. It's up there, yeah.
Everyone's being Mekashi.
Who?
It means everyone's being Mekashi.
That's the moichim. In other words, they're both down here, it's a parallel of Kufa. They're both down here at the same time. Now the whole vot is to be Mekasha, and that's the Ikin Asoyin. Ikin Asoyin to this door is the Asoyin of Kedusha. Because that's what it's all dependent on. That makes the Chibor. So the more person's working on, the more the Moichim, the more the Nimach. The Moichim is Nimach, it's Kolayikum.